I'm going to go back to you, Mr. Citrid. The next question is, what are your plans for diversification of the economy in Emory County?
Well, until one of us is actually in the position to use the position, right now I've just been putting feelers out. I have met with some investors from upstate that are investing money in Carbon County, trying to get them to move some of that to Emory County, putting feelers out for other businesses that we can try to guide towards Emory County and give us a different base other than the energy. But with the lack of railroad and the distance that we are from the cities, we're going to need to find industries that can see themselves in a small county with what we have to offer them. So I'm putting out feelers. Like I say, I've had one meeting with an investor in Provo, and he is considering looking at us when the time's right.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Van Wagner?
Just so I get this right, would you repeat that question, please?
What are your plans for diversification of the economy in Emory County?
First of all, we got to look at what we have in the county. We have agriculture, but we need to build that agriculture up. Second of all, tourism. We have everything. In fact, we are blessed with more in tourism than probably any other part of the state, more diversity, and it's very close by. We've got right here with the epicenter. For 25 miles out, we're in the middle of the desert. 25 miles out, we're in the middle of lakes and pine trees. We need to put that out on the map, but we also need the infrastructure, the motels, the restaurants, those types of things. We need to communicate with people. We need to reach out to people that are willing to put that kind of investment here. That's not an easy job. It takes a lot to build something that makes it worthwhile for them to stay here and leave their money here. Manufacturing, always going to be something there. We have a lot of property. If we could use and get some trades on properties, make these cities bigger where they can put in industrial centers, and we can offer a spot for manufacturing to come down and give them some incentive to come down and put those type of jobs in here. All three of them need to be pushed very hard. Our coal, our power plants, right now they're doing everything they can to maintain where they're at, but they need the support and the help so that they don't get beat up any further. And the things that's happening to them right now, it comes to a stop, and that needs to be a very, very, very hard effort to push the state, push the federal, and to stop some of these silly regulations.
All right, thank you. Back to you, Mr. Van Wagner. How do you feel about the Forest Service proposing to close Nuke Woodward Canyon Road in Huntington Canyon and limit it to non-motorized use?
I was at the commission meeting just the other day when they discussed this, and it's going to be split no matter where you're at. They want equestrian roads. There's a lot of roads going up on top of Gentry up Huntington Canyon. Close enough? Okay. The thing is, that was already an established road. Nuke Woodward needs to be opened up, and if you're an equestrian rider, you're a hiker, I am a hiker. Yeah, there's nothing worse than having a four-wheeler come screaming by you when you're up there climbing, but that was a road. That road needs to be reopened. We don't need to lose any roads.
Okay. Mr. Citrid?
Well, like Mr. Van Wagner, I like to hike, and I do ride the horses and ride in those mountains up there, but there are many members of our community that can't hike or don't have horses, and the areas that have had roads in them before need to be maintained for the members of our community to use, the elderly and the children and those that can't hike and ride. So I think it needs to be opened back up and maintained for those people that need it.
All right, thank you. Shifting gears a little bit, with the GRI the Justice Reinvestment Initiative. It takes state people that would be in the state prisons and puts them back into the county. And it puts an extra burden on law enforcement and our county jails. How would you propose to fund the extra costs because of JRI? Mr. Citrin?
To be honest, I'm not familiar with this much. I'd need to do some research and figure out where I would stand on this.
Okay. Mr. Citrin or Mr. Van Wagner?
The GRI wants to take and rehabilitate, what should I say, softer criminals or convicted felons, not felons, but criminals, and put them back out and change them in the public. And so they're going to take that and try to rehab them out in the streets. It's going to be a budget item. There's no doubt about it. For the economics of it and how it's going to be done, the sheriff's office has to be involved a great deal. There's a burden on that. There's already a burden on our sheriff's office. You used to look at their overtime and the hours that they're putting in right now. So to add something extra like this, there has to be more money put into the budget for the sheriff's office so that they can have manpower to do this type of effort that they're wanting to do. Because this is a complete change of our criminal system and an idea of how we're going to rehab these criminals.
All right. Thank you. Back to you, Mr. Van Wagner. Are there some areas in the county services that you feel are inadequate for the citizens? And if so, what would you propose? How would you propose to fix them?
You don't have enough time. We're letting our citizenry down in Emory County. We really are. We've mixed things up. We're confused in this county. A prime example is a fair that was done too early, that nobody in the community, no one, except for a select few, wanted those dates changed. If there's anything I've learned in 35 years experience working at a coal mine or at a power plant or having my own business, is you listen to the people. And so you need to reach out before some of these decisions are made and ask opinions and then take those opinions. And they really do mean something because everybody's voice needs to be heard, but everybody has a reason why they feel the way they do. And you need to listen to it, put it together, and come up with an idea that works for the most, but also works for the better.
Okay. Mr. Citrin?
I agree with Mr. Van Wagner. A lot of the decisions that are going to be made here in the county don't need to be made on the judgment of our opinions. We need to get the opinion of those people in the county, and we need to be working for you and pushing your opinions. I know there's a lot of talk right now about the ambulance services. I don't know the answer to that until someone was to be in there and be able to study that more and look at it, but I know that that's something that needs to be looked at. Again, back to the budgets, I think that right now you're not seeing the budget crunches, but I think down the road, if mining does not turn around and if we lose any of these power units in the county, you're going to see your budgets tighten and your money shorten, and we're going to have to, as a members of the county, decide which services we need to look closer at and which ones are functioning the way they need to and which ones are not. So I think the future is there's going to be stuff that needs to be looked at, but right now I think the ambulance services would be one of the big ones.
All right. Thank you. So back to you, Mr. Citrin. What do you plan on accomplishing as commissioner on day one?
I don't have anything that I'm looking to go in and change or put my finger on day one. I would like to just be able to work with the other two commissioners and try to make the county operate smoothly and take the new challenges as they come. But I don't have any issues I don't have anything that's the reason that I'm running is to take on any particular issue on the day one.
Okay. Mr. Van Wagner?
Oh, I know what I'd like to say about day one, but I'm probably going to move some books in, put them in the desk. Then I'm going to rest for a little while. Be pretty happy that the campaign's over. But day one is, it's going to be getting acquainted with all the department heads and just getting settled into my office. There's a great thing, amount of things that need to be done, but there's a lot of people that you need to get introduced to. I've got a list of all the names of everybody that's in the county, and I haven't met them yet. So I guess that would be my first course of business is getting to know everybody that's going to be working with me.
All right, thank you. Back to you, Mr. Van Wagner. How would you deal with special interest groups?
Like I said before, everybody's voice needs to be heard. I don't have to agree with them or disagree with them, but their voice does need to be heard. So any specialist group, my door would always be open. I do believe in an open door policy. I don't think that door should ever be closed. There's one thing is that we don't need this hidden agendas or decisions that are being made that's not made out front. If you can't say it out loud, then don't say it. And I am pretty famous for saying things I shouldn't say out loud, but I'll still say them out loud. So as far as the special interest groups, they have a voice and they need to be heard, and I will listen to them.
All right, thank you. Mr. Citrid?
I'm willing to sit and talk and listen to any of the groups that would like to come to my office, but I don't believe that any of the special interest groups' agenda should take away from what the members of our community and our county want. I don't believe we should change the values of Emory County for special interest groups if it's not values that our members of the county cling to.
All right. Thank you. Back to you, Mr. Citrid. What plans do you have to balance the county's revenue requirements with the current shrinking tax base?
About that a few minutes ago, to this point, I don't believe that you've really seen the shrinking of the tax base affect you much, but I believe that the next couple of years down the road, if the mineral lease monies do not come back, or if you keep losing your county members moving away and your tax base keeps shrinking, I believe that when it comes budget time for the county, those department heads are going to have to all get together with the county commissioners, and if the budget for the county is shrinking, everyone's going to have to be involved in those budget discussions, and everyone's budget is going to have to shrink to match up with what we have coming in so that we can provide what we need to our county members, our county, the people of our county, with what monies we have without any debts.
All right, thank you. Mr. Van Wagner?
Our budgets correlate with what services we provide for the county. And as the budget shrinks, services unfortunately do have to disappear. And so some of those will be hard decisions of what might have to leave if we don't have the money for it. Bottom line is we have to work within a budget. I've worked as the city mayor, and we've had a tightening budget. I was elected mayor, and I think there was a conspiracy because the day that I won the election, they decided to close Alco. let's see how hard we can actually make it. But you can make it. It's just tough decisions, and you got to be able to make those tough decisions. You need to defend those tough decisions. But our budget is what it is, and services to the community is our number one priority. And if some of those services have to disappear, then they have to disappear. We may have to look at each department and go through them and make some hard decisions. But I'm willing to make those hard decisions.
Back to you with this next question. What are some of the areas you feel that county government oversteps its bounds, and how do you propose to change it? Yes, Mr. Sitchard, I'm sorry. Or no, Mr. Van Wagner, sorry. I'm looking at you and saying the wrong name. Thank you.
That's really sad. One of us is bald.
Yeah.
Repeat the question.
Okay. I'm sorry. I threw y'all off. Okay. What are some areas you feel the county government oversteps its bounds, and how do you propose to change that?
First of all, being in county commission meetings, some of the things I want to change, I don't think that they overstep their bounds. Maybe in their consent items where it's not a public opinion, you don't have any public input. I think some of those things need to be changed. I also believe that in their county agenda, they need to leave it open for public opinion. I'm not saying that they're on the agenda to have something done, but there's people that show up and they're not quite sure of the process, how it works, but they do have a problem. They need to be able to voice that problem, and then we can get it on the agenda for them the next month. I don't believe it's handled, in my mind, a correct way for the public to have access.
Okay.
I don't know right offhand of any of our county departments that are overstepping their bounds. I think there's probably some places that there can be some fine-tuning and look at making them run a little smoother, but until I get in there and learn more about each department and what it is doing, I don't see any right now that are really overstepping any bounds.
Okay. Here's one that was sent in, and I'm not quite sure, so you guys are going to have to answer this one for me. What ideas do you have to solve the issues with the rec district? Mr. Sitchard?
That one is a tough one. I raised kids, and when I had kids, I was glad to see the sports there for them. But I think that the recreation has to take a back seat to the things that the community really needs for everyone. So I would like to see something worked out where the recreation department is still there and they're able to do things for the county, but I think our sheriff and ambulance services and other things like that take precedence, and it's kind of like my budget at home. I've got to pay my bills and I've got to maintain my house, and then playing comes with whatever's left. So I think that if we have to start tightening up, the recreation is the place we tighten first. But as far as the problems with the rec board right now, I'm not sure which direction they're heading right now with the money problems that they have.
All right, thank you. Mr. Van Wagner.
Okay, now we're going to be a little bit different. The rec district is very important. If we don't give these kids something to do, they're going to find something to do. And it's probably going to cost us a lot more than what it was costing us in the rec district. The rec district should be just that, a district. It needs to be set up so that it has X amount of dollars, doesn't rely on mineral lease money, but also knows that it has an income coming in straight from the county. Other counties do it that way so that they can depend on it. They know what they have to spend. The rec district got in trouble because of what Deer Creek did on a mineral lease. Not a wrong thing, by no means, if you're not familiar with it. They paid for a full year. They wasn't there a full year. They wanted their money back. Anybody would want that. When they pulled it back, the district got in trouble. That district does a great deal of work for the youth of our community. And like I said, if we don't have something for them, they will find their own means, and their own means is probably not as good. Ball, baseball, basketball, soccer are all very important. But also, when you look at trying to bring other businesses into this community, that's one of the things they're going to look at. Okay, what have you got for us to recreate? We have this well. We have fishing. What do you have for my family when I move my family down here for a business? These are big business decisions. These are made by management and owners of companies. Do we have something down? Do we play baseball? So I do believe that the rec department is a very important part of what we can sell for our community, as that we are moving forward, we are looking out for our youth, and we have stuff for our youth. Yeah, we need to tighten our belt. We need to tighten it all the way around. I don't believe in getting rid of something.
All right. Thank you. Threw me totally off there. Okay, there we go. Back on schedule. Okay, we're going to start with Mr. Van Wagner on this next question. Emory County Sheriff's Department has a high retirement right now and movement to the UHP and other offices. And it's all due to pay increases and pay wages. Where could you cut in order to increase the pay to the deputies?
You're asking me to answer a question that I don't have the paperwork sitting in front of me. Do I know what the overtime rate is at the sheriff's office? Yeah. Do I know that Utah Highway Patrol is offering bounty to get Emory County to move over to the Highway Patrol, or we become a training grounds for other officers? First of all, we do need to do something about raising wages for our officers. Let me think. Go out with a gun and pull over a car, or unfortunately work at Maverick. The wages is not that far off. We've got to do something about the wages for our deputies. They're in harm's way, but they're protecting us. We don't have them. Who are you going to call? We need to take better care of them. We need to quit being the training area for everywhere else. So, because they know that we got them trained up, and then they can move in and step into a higher dollar position. I think it's been neglected. I think it's undermanned. And I think we need to do something as a commission for that, because it's been undermanned, understaffed by a lot. And we are losing some of our senior staff, not just because they're wanting to retire. They're fed up with the way that it's been running.
All right. Mr. Citrin?
As I stated earlier, I think that the Sheriff's Department and the Ambulance Service are two of the most important functions that we have in this county. And I agree that our county deputies are not paid enough. I would love to see every one of them get a raise, but that's a conversation that whichever one of us wins this election and the other two commissioners needs to have with the sheriff. He's the elected official to take care of that department, and that needs to be discussed with him. But I would love to see a means of giving every one of them a raise. I think that that everyone in the sheriff's department is underpaid for what they do for us.
All right, thank you. We're not done yet, but I'd like to personally thank these two gentlemen for putting their names in to represent Emory County in as the commissioner in the next 4 years. It takes a lot of work, dedication, and time away from their families, and I appreciate that we have two good men that are stepping up to take care of this. My last question, we're gonna start with Mr. Citrin. Why do you wanna be a commissioner with all the hours, with all the headache, with all the everything in it? Why?
Well, I've been asked that question 100 times since I started this process, and jokingly I've been telling people that I lost my mind and my wife hasn't been able to find it for me, but in all honesty, I was having the discussion on running for this position a number of years ago with Ira Hatch and some other members of the community, and I put it off then because the timing wasn't right with service callings in my life and my job. Things have changed. I'm coming close to the end of the service problem, and my business has evolved and slowed to the point that I'm able to let the younger generation of the family start doing a lot of the operation of the business. So I have the time to be able to devote to the commissioner job and know that my business is still going to function while I am gone. I can also take a lot of phone calls at my other office when I am at the other business. So it's just came a time in my life where I have the time that I could devote to something, and I've just had a feeling for a number of years that I might could do some good and help the county out, so decided that that now was the best time to try it.
All right, thank you. Mr. Van Wagner.
It's really simple. I was mad. As being a mayor and seeing what's going on in the county, and from that position, I was mad. Watching how money was being dispersed by the CIB, I was mad. And watching what's happened to Door County made me very mad. And there was only one way to turn that anger around, and that was to get involved. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm getting involved.
All right. On behalf of the chamber, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank these gentlemen for coming.